You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on the Lutheran Hour. Its title, God Will Strengthen You. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
The year 586 B.C. stands as one of the most notorious low points in Old Testament biblical history. In that year, the fortified city of Jerusalem was overpowered. The army was defeated and the survivors were dragged off into Babylonian exile. Later, some of the exiles returned to Jerusalem, and another 20 years later, the temple was rebuilt. But that was only the beginning. The next half century was extremely difficult. Neighboring nations did everything possible to intimidate the return and the re-establishment of the fledgling nation seeking to rebuild. Finally, a God-fearing layman by the name of Nehemiah learned about the dismal conditions in Jerusalem. Nehemiah, however, was serving as cupbearer in the court of Artaxerxes, the king of Persia. Day and night, Nehemiah prayed to God. He asked God to permit him to leave Persia and to go back to Jerusalem to help. Permission was finally granted, and Nehemiah traveled to Jerusalem. When he arrived, Nehemiah saw a great city. Under Ezra, this city had been rebuilt, but it had no protection. Immediately, Nehemiah saw the need to rebuild a wall around Jerusalem as a defense against the threatening and jealous neighbors. In spite of great opposition, the rebuilding of the wall was undertaken. 52 days after the project was launched, the fortification was finished. Jerusalem was, once again, a protected city. This simple narrative of the destruction and the rebuilding of the city of Jerusalem is in itself so dramatic that it would easily make a powerful movie. But one special element must be stressed. The surrounding nations were very, very angry when they heard that the walls of Jerusalem were going to be rebuilt. In the Bible, Nehemiah chapter 4, we read that when the surrounding nations heard that the repair of the walls of Jerusalem went on and that the breaches began to be closed, they were very angry. These nations then conspired together to come and fight against Jerusalem and to cause a disturbance in it. Their devious plan was simple: threaten Nehemiah and drive him out. But Nehemiah and his followers were not intimidated by these threats. As they rebuilt the wall, they simultaneously defended themselves. In Nehemiah chapter 4, we read, "One half of the servants carried on the work, while the other half held the spears of defense, the shields, the bows, and the breastplates. Those who were rebuilding the wall and those who carried burdens took their load with one hand doing the work, while using the other hand to hold a weapon. As for the builders, each wore his sword girded at his side as he built, while the trumpeter stood near. As this work went on, Nehemiah told his workers, 'The work is great and extensive, and we are separated on the wall, far from one another. At whatever place you hear the sound of the trumpet, rally to us there, and our God will fight for us.' And so these brave men carried on the work. Half of them held spears from dawn until the stars appeared. Then Nehemiah instructed his workers, and I quote, 'Let each man with his servant spend the night within Jerusalem, so that they may be a guard by night and a laborer by day.' Oh, it may be very difficult for ourselves in the 20th century to imagine living like Nehemiah. He was surrounded by enemies. They taunted the prophet. Even outright threats were employed. But Nehemiah was not fazed. He changed his plan not one iota. The temple wall had to be rebuilt. The work was in process, and no one could stop it. In a secular sense, Nehemiah must surely have looked like a man of steel, a Superman of his day. But the Bible explains otherwise. Nehemiah was a man of God, and in those difficult days of his greatest test, Nehemiah did not sneer at his enemies. He did not arrogantly say to those around him, "Oh, watch, I'll show you what I can do." Quite the contrary. In his humble acknowledgement that the Lord was his strength, Nehemiah prayed, "Oh God, strengthen my hands." Nehemiah's determination to do what was right is a great inspiration for all of us today. And this prophet's dedicated determination to rely upon God for help is a convincing example of the power of prayer. In our day, the voices of godless secularism are becoming louder and louder, and with every media tool at their disposal, these termites of social destruction are concentrating their efforts on destroying the traditional family, as described in the Bible. Of course, in this program, we have no interest whatsoever in getting involved in politically charged arguments over what a traditional family might be. There are, of course, those who would like to claim that any and all types of groups living together, even those fragments of homes, are still families. But if we are going to follow the Bible, let's remember that even Joseph, the father of Jesus, when he learned that Mary had conceived and was going to have a child, his first thoughts were to abandon the lady, to put her away. But God directed otherwise. And it is God's desire that man and wife, mother and father, stay together, no matter how loud the voices of opposition might become. And so as you confront the massive movements of liberal social change today, and as you desire to do what is right, you may feel like a little ant about to be crushed by a massive steamroller. But when these threatening thoughts enter your mind, always remember Nehemiah. And remember that the pages of the Bible are filled with countless examples where the God of grace and the Lord of mercy has placed his mighty power and protection solidly behind godly individuals and small groups of righteousness. The Lord fears no movement of men, no matter how large it may be. The psalmist explains that the Lord sits in the heavens and he laughs. Yes, he laughs when individuals or groups try to go against his will. It may appear initially that they will succeed, but ultimately they will surely fail. It is also for this reason that the life, the work, and the mission, and the highly dedicated, God-centered conviction of Nehemiah the prophet provides embattled clergy of our day with encouragement. Nehemiah was a man of courage. He was tempted on every side. He was tormented by every outside party. In a human sense, the odds against Nehemiah were staggering. Whole nations were rising up against this leader of a fledgling spiritual group. Long-established empires and well-garrisoned military units surrounded this outmanned and outgunned project, a city without a protecting wall. And under these circumstances, Nehemiah could easily have given up. But Nehemiah was different from others of his day. Nehemiah was unique. Nehemiah walked and built by faith and not by sight, no matter how difficult the road ahead appeared. For Nehemiah, God was always greater. And it is for this reason that we are encouraging you today to consider the powerful words of Nehemiah. The brief prayer of Nehemiah is your answer, my friend. Nehemiah prayed, oh God, strengthen my hands. You clergymen, you pastors and teachers and other spiritual leaders, do not give up. The obstacles that you are facing may loom large before your very eyes, but the God of grace, the God of peace, the God of Nehemiah, and the God of Isaiah, this God is greater than all opposition. At this moment you may feel weak, but God will answer the prayer when you make your appeal in the words of Nehemiah. Oh God, strengthen my hands. And then your merciful Heavenly Father will hear you. He will give you strength. He will clarify your vision. And you will find your new self walking tall by faith instead of stooping and stumbling as you go forward by sight. Oh yes, the life of Nehemiah has been an inspiration to countless weary hearts. The conviction of this bold prophet has given new courage to countless weary souls. But most important, Nehemiah's utter dependence upon the providence of God and his complete trust and faith in the unfailing mercy of God. Yes, this inspiring spirit, given virtue, must also become the spiritual heartbeat of all those of us who today hope to survive and even flourish in an increasingly secularized society. Just as Nehemiah stepped into the center of his discouraged brethren and said, "Let us arise and build," so also we, surrounded by many threatening worldly powers and intimidating secular voices, must also stand up and say, "If God is for us, who is there that can be against us?" The resurrection of Christ is the center of our faith. The mercy of God in Christ Jesus is the foundation of our eternal hope. And the soon and glorious return of the Lord Jesus Christ is the fountainhead of our daily peace and joy. Nehemiah was a God-fearing man. He triumphed over great odds, and he did this not with human strength, but with spirit-given faith in our merciful God. This same strength for overcoming difficulties can now also be ours. And so don't delay one moment, my friend, but by faith establish immediately a close, personal, and life-giving connection with the God of the Bible. Do like the prophet Nehemiah. Start every new day with boldness. Engage every new task with confidence. And declare openly that you believe in the God of the Bible. Demonstrate publicly that you practice unashamedly the privilege and the power of prayer. And in your most difficult times, don't hesitate one moment to use the short, effective, and powerful godly plea of the prophet, "Lord, strengthen my hands," and never be ashamed to be part of Bible study groups that spend their time seeking to know more about the God of Nehemiah, and especially seek those study groups that focus on our Heavenly Father's blessed, crucified, and resurrected Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. For it is indeed in the God of Nehemiah that you and I can have strength for this life and also a hope for eternity. Because, you see, Nehemiah predicted, just as all the other prophets did, that God would so love this world that he would give his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in him, in Jesus Christ, would have everlasting life. Believe in the God of Nehemiah, and believe also in the Lord Jesus Christ. In this faith, you will have strength for this life, and through this Spirit-given faith, you will also have hope for eternity. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this message. The Lutheran Hour is a listener-supported ministry of the International Lutheran Layman's League.